and it's caught by Adam Thielman at the 5. Touchdown!
This week on Vikings Huddle, we'll get to know Vikings wide receiver Adam Thielman. Join Vikings offensive lineman Jeremiah Searles at the Children's Museum of Minnesota. And we will see what Stephon Diggs is up to at the Science Museum of Minnesota. All that and more on Vikings Huddle. Hey there, and welcome back to Vikings Huddle. I'm your host, Allie Krings, and I am so excited for the show we have for you today. We're going to kick things off by chatting with Vikings wide receiver and Minnesota native, Adam Thielman. All right, Adam, let's jump right into it. What's your hometown?
Detroit Lakes, Minnesota.
Detroit Lakes, Minnesota. And what's the best thing about that place?
The lakes.
The lakes?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what do you do in the summertime? Are you out there jet skiing and stuff?
Oh, yeah. Wakeboarding, wake surfing, jet skiing.
Fishing?
You could call it that.
Not such a big fisherman?
Yeah, not so much.
Where'd you go to college?
Mankato, Minnesota State, Mankato.
And why'd you choose that school?
They chose me.
Wow. So it just felt right.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, it was really my only option.
And they were in the purple, right?
That's right. And yeah, same color, so it worked out.
So it was an easy transition?
Yeah.
How'd you get here?
I don't know. That's a good question.
Okay, well.
Just found it.
Now, if you were talking to a kid who wanted to make it to the NFL, what kind of advice would you give him?
I'd say just follow your dreams, you know, give it everything you got. And, if that's what you want to do and that's your main goal, just live by that every day, have it in the back of your head while you're playing and working out.
Now, you've played a lot of football. Who's the toughest player you've ever faced?
I guess like Darrell Revis maybe would probably be the top guy. I didn't go against him too much, but
sure.
He's probably one of the best.
Is there anybody you're excited to play against, knowing they'll give you a good challenge?
I like challenges, so whoever, you know, that's the thing about this league is every week's a challenge. Everybody's, you know, playing at the highest level, so you really can't take anybody lightly and you have to bring your A game every day.
Was there a player that you looked up to growing up?
Yeah, Chris Carter and Randy Moss.
Oh yeah? What was it about them?
Chris Carter, his sideline catches, I always tried to practice those and emulate those. And then obviously Randy Moss, just like his big playability, the flashiness. Kind of what he did, to defenders. He just made people look silly.
All right, and what's your greatest fear?
I don't think I have one.
I love to hear that. A lot
snakes, maybe?
Okay, we'll stick right away from those.
Yeah.
All right, and I've got two more questions from you. They come from our young Vikings fans. And our first question is...
What's your favorite football memory? Go Vikings, boo Packers.
My favorite football memory was my first NFL game in the regular season at St. Louis. We won the game, had some big plays, and it was pretty awesome just to be on the field for the first time and just get that adrenaline going.
Thanks for that fun question. And our second question is...
Is Diggs faster than Thielen?
Who's faster, Diggs or me? Of course it's me. I mean, he's going to say it was him, but we all know he's lying. It's really me.
All right, thanks so much, Adam, and thank you to our young Vikings fans for submitting those fun questions.
Let's go back into the classroom with Victor as he takes an art lesson from the students at Clover Ridge Elementary. We are back in Mrs. Lee's fifth grade classroom. I have my friend Tate over here, Victor over here, and we are doing some art today, all right? Now, the challenge is Pictionary. Tate's going to draw a picture up on the board, and the class is going to have to try to guess what that is. If they can get it, he gets a point. Then Victor will go, and hopefully his drawings are okay enough where they can figure out what that is, too. Tate, how you feeling about this?
I feel like I'm going to win.
You a pretty good artist?
Yeah.
All right, I love that confidence. Victor, I'm going to need you to sit down for this one, all right? Tate, when you're ready, I want you to draw...
Okay. This one's kind of hard.
You might be on the right track.
Yep, U.S. Bank Stadium.
And U.S. Bank Stadium is the right answer. Tate, you got 1 point up here. All right, Victor, are you ready? Okay, you are going to have to draw. You think he's got it in him?
No.
Hmm. The Norseman. You know, I wasn't really sure what he was drawing up there, but I guess it does kind of look like a self-portrait.
Coming up next on Vikings Huddle, we'll join Stefan Diggs for this week's Skoll Science Lesson. And later, we'll head to the Minnesota Children's Museum with Vikings offensive lineman Jeremiah Searles.
Welcome back to Vikings Huddle. Now let's meet up with Stefan Diggs over at the Science Museum of Minnesota for this week's Skoll Science Lesson. Welcome to the Science Museum. My name is Melanie. This is Vikings wide receiver Stefan Diggs, who has just asked me to keep him from dying. So I'm going to have to make some last minute changes to what I was planning to do. So let's start off. This is fire triangle, so we should probably start off with a little bit of fire. Let's just... Cool, right? Yay! Thanks so much. Have a great day. No, I'm just kidding. There's more. But as you have seen, there is going to be real fire in this show. So we do want to keep Stefan and all of you very careful. We call the show Fire Triangle because there are how many things we need to make a fire happen? Boom. Three. Yes, absolutely right. We are three things. Well done. The first thing we need is energy in the form of heat. Now, how many of you guys have seen in a movie maybe with a start of fire by like rubbing a couple sticks together? Yeah, or like shining light on through a magnifying glass on dead leaves. Those things do work in real life, but they take a really long time. So we're going to take the easy way out and just use these safety lighters. All right. The next thing we need is oxygen. Do we have oxygen in here?
I think so.
Can you do me a favor? Breathe in and out. Do it really fast.
I don't want to die.
You don't want to die? Oh, you guys, he doesn't trust the science museum. You guys, show him it's okay. Everybody breathe in and out fast.
All right, we're good.
Good, excellent. Like, that guy's not keeling over. We totally got oxygen in this room. Right, now the third thing we need is fuel. All right, you got to have something to burn. So what we're going to do, I'm going to go with the first thing I heard, and that was paper. So do you have any, does anybody... Oh, here, I got it. Don't worry. I've got this $20 bill made out of paper. Should I burn this?
Nah.
Oh, come on. We're the science museum. Our motto is live for today. Okay, so we are going to burn this $20 bill, or rather, you are going to burn this $20 bill. Well, you'll help. We'll do it as a team. Excellent. So what I'm going to ask you to do is go ahead and take a hold of this tongs for me. There you go. Excellent. And lift it up high so everybody can see. I'm going to go ahead and set this $20 bill on fire. Up, up, up.
You couldn't find a $1 bill.
Oh, we're a national science museum. All right, here we go. All right, goodbye, Andrew Jackson. What? Stefan, you had one job. Okay, so the fire went out. You're absolutely right, right? We don't really want to burn our fire up because, of course, we are a not-for-profit. So you noticed there was a trick. And what I did was I actually soaked this in something. And what I soaked this in is a combination of alcohol and water. Now, water, as you probably know, doesn't actually burn very well, but alcohol makes a really good fuel. And alcohol has what we call a high vapor pressure. And what that means is that if my arm were the $20 bill, the alcohol is kind of hanging out like a gas or a vapor, and then the water is in between acting as insulation. The trick here is that it's actually the alcohol that is acting as the fuel, not the paper. And once all of that fuel burns off, then the fire goes out. Well done. That was still in flames when you put your hand on it. Are you okay? Excellent. Sorry, Vikings fans. I just ruined everything. But well done. Give him a round of applause. We burned our $20 bill. Now, again, for those of you just coming, do not try this at home, right? This is a very specific concentration of alcohol and water. If you get it wrong, even by a couple of milliliters, your money will burn up. So if you must try it, like Stefan said earlier, start with single dollar bills.
Now let's check in with Vikings play-by-play announcer Paul Allen and this week's KidCaster.
KidCaster time. Those of you here watching the future of broadcasting, can I get a round of applause to support my main man? What's your name?
Dylan.
Where are you from?
St. Clair.
Dylan from St. Clair. Let's take a look at a Vikings positive play against the Dallas Cowboys. Hear my call. And then we're going to play it back for you, and you're going to do it and become a KidCaster. You with me?
Yep.
Give me a little bit right here. Let's roll the tape.
Trailing 17-9 with no timeouts, takes the snap. Dallas rushes three. Sam passes right. Caught. Touchdown! Get it again! And the Vikings are a two-point conversion from tying the game.
All right, now, We have multiple things there if you want to add a little flavor. We have a Sam Bradford touchdown pass to running back Jerick McKinnon. Even though you're wearing a Dalvin Cook jersey, that was Jerick McKinnon. You with me on that?
Yeah.
At the end of it, Jerick McKinnon not only went to eating, but as the kids would say, and I can't do it, I think he did folks at the end. So maybe you've seen that too. Dylan St. Clair, you've seen the play. Time to call the play. Here it goes.
Bradford says height. Gets ball. Throws it to Jerick McKinnon. Touchdown! And he gets a little bit of eating the soup from there.
Yes, he does! High 10 right here. Nice job, Kid Caster. Hold on. Are you trying to take my job?
No.
I'm 51. I mean, I might be almost done, but I still need the money, okay? Okay, 10 years from now, it's yours. Deal?
Yep.
Dylan St. Clair, can I get a little bit right now? Kid Caster!
The Vikings partnered with Empower to host an academy for young girls. Let's take a look at this great event in this week's Community Moment.
What a special day we're having here today. To have 50 young girls between 5th and 8th grade to come together on a focused day where they get to really invest in themselves and we get to invest in them.
I think that I'm a leader because I'm very dramatic and very musical, and so I connect with a lot of people easier.
Say, I know I'm a leader, not I think I'm a leader.
I know I'm a leader.
All right.
We've been talking a lot about these are our future leaders for everything, future leaders of our families and our organizations and our country and the NFL. And so it's so great that we get to take time to pause for a moment and think about things that we can do to empower them.
Antisocial bug.
An antisocial bug. What Empower is all about is girls and equipping them for leadership and resilience and self-confidence.
Some of my strengths were sports and that I'm an academic achiever. And I've learned lots about myself, including the core values that I have. I didn't know that I had so much to share with the community.
You know the saying, it takes a village. And we, as the Vikings, get to be a leader in part of that village, part of that community that helps to also grow these kids that are in our community and see them develop and do our part. So that's what we're doing here today.
Time now for this week's mystery player. He was born in St. Croix, U.S. Virgin Islands. He went to East Carolina University. He wears number 98. He is a Vikings defensive tackle. The answer is coming up shortly. Don't go anywhere. We are going out to Northport Elementary to learn about the game, Grab the Bacon. Did you figure out who this week's mystery player is yet? He is 6'4". He weighs 329 pounds. He is Vikings defensive tackle, Linval Joseph. Next, we will send it over to our dietitians with another great snack option for the Nutrition Minute.
Hi kids, I'm Rachel, your dietitian, and we're gonna make a really fun, easy snack today called fruit pizza crackers. You just need a few ingredients. What you start with is half a cup of plain cream cheese. And to that, we're gonna add 3 tablespoons of honey. And I actually mixed that in together already. And then you just spread some of that right onto a really nice thick cracker. These Wasa crackers are really good for that because they stay together. They won't crumble when you start making your little pizza. So the cream cheese is your pizza sauce. And then for toppings, we're just gonna add a bunch of different fruits. So we've got fresh kiwi, I've got some raspberries, strawberries, and a few blueberries you can add in there for color too. The nice thing about this is you can customize however you want. If you don't love raspberries, just substitute bananas, for example. But that's it. That's a really quick and easy snack. You get a little crunch, you get a little sweet with the honey in there, and then of course some really nice color. So thanks for watching, and don't forget to eat healthy and stay active.
It's time to see how this week's young Vikings fan does against Everson Griffin in Are You Smarter Than a Player? Welcome to Are You Smarter Than a Player? I'm your host, Allie Krings, and here with special guest Everson Griffin. Everson, today you are taking on Gavin. Now here's the situation. I have 10 questions. I'll answer each question and you can buzz in. Whoever buzzes in first will get the chance to answer, and if it's correct, they get a point. However, if it's incorrect, the other player will get the chance to steal. Are you ready?
Yes, of course.
Ready?
Yes.
I'm ready to win.
Shake hands, gentlemen.
Good luck.
I'll beat you.
Smack talk already. The first question is, what type of animal is Winnie the Pooh? Everson.
Winnie the Pooh is a bear.
Correct. He is a bear.
I was going to say pig, and then I was like,
yeah.
That's his friend, Piglet.
Yep.
What is the Spanish word for hello?
I give it to him.
Okay, Gavin.
Ain't working.
Hola.
Correct. Hola. What three colors are on the United States flag? Everson.
Red, white, and blue.
Correct. 2-1. What is the name of the Vikings mascot? Everson.
Victor, the Viking.
Correct. Okay, Gavin, you gotta get those reflexes ready, okay?
Quicker. You gotta be quicker. I'm taking it serious.
Name a character from the hit movie Cars. Everson.
My favorite. Toot-toot, cameras, light, flash. Lightning McQueen.
That is correct. Everson leads 4-1. What kind of fish is Nemo? Everson.
Nemo is a zebrafish.
That is incorrect.
Clownfish.
Bing, bing, bing. Gavin, we're back on the board 2-4. Okay. What is the name of the toy that spins on your finger? Gavin.
Fidget spinner.
Correct. The score is 3-4. Everson, you still lead, but just by one. What is the state flower of Minnesota? Everson.
Daisy.
I'm sorry, Everson, that is incorrect. Gavin, would you like to steal?
Pink and white lady slipper.
Bingo. The score is 4-4.
What?
How many continents are there? Gavin.
7.
Correct. And Gavin, you have taken the lead with this last one. It is 5-4. Moving on to the final question. Sing a line from a Taylor Swift song. Everson?
All I need is you by my side, thick and thin, highs and lows, don't let go.
I believe that's incorrect. I've never heard Taylor sing a song that goes like that. Gavin, you have the chance to steal.
Shake it off. Just shake it off. Ooh, ooh, just shake it off.
Oh, I love that. And Gavin, you are taking this one home today. Final score is 6-4. Everson. I am so sorry. I'm not sure where you heard Taylor sing that song. And Taylor, I apologize if you're watching and that is a song. But come back next week and let's see how Everson does against our next contestant.
Good job, Gavin.
Now, let's see what this week's activity is with our Play 60 feature at Northport Elementary. Our next fun activity in our Play 60 is Grab the Bacon. Are you guys ready?
Yeah!
Grab the Bacon is an individual tag game where it's one person against one person. And the object of the game, you start behind your cone. Both players must raise their hand. Once they both have their hand up, they can either or both start running to the middle. The bacon actually isn't bacon, but it's a little round donut type. If they pick up the bacon, they need to run back to their cone without being tagged by their opponent. So we'll have a lot of fun in this game. Okay, first person in line. When you're ready, you can raise your hand and you can get started.
Chaser, chaser! Nice job, nice job. Oh, 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 oh. Oh, she beat me! Next time.
I just, like, took it, and Harmony didn't even took it.
That was actually my point, since you tagged me before I got the donut.
Get him, get him, get him!
Bella, you've watched a little bit. You get the idea of the game. This is a great game for confidence, for strategy. You'll notice that there's a lot of strategy in this game. So all kids seem to really enjoy it.
Come on, Coming up next on Vikings Huddle, we will see another Vikings fan sit down with one of their favorite players and also make another stop at a great location in the Twin Cities with our Explorers feature. Now let's head over to the Children's Museum of Minnesota for this week's Explorers feature.
Hi, my name is Jessica Brooks, and I'm with the Minnesota Children's Museum. And I'm standing here with Jeremiah Searles, player with the Minnesota Vikings. Today, we're going to give him a tour of the museum, and we're going to check out the Scramble, Super Awesome Adventures, and many more exhibits that we have here.
Awesome. I'm really excited.
Let's go check it out.
Absolutely.
Jeremiah, we're standing in the middle of the Scramble. It is a four-story climbing adventure with two towers, a spiral side, and a netted catwalk that it goes over 40 feet tall.
Speed.
Yes, nailed it. Nailed it.
The next exhibit we're going to go through is Super Awesome Adventures. This is an action-packed exhibit that features a green screen climbing wall that you'll see over there, a carpet skate park over here, balance boards of all kinds, and last but not least, a ninja laser maze. Why don't you check out the laser maze? All right, Jeremiah, get ready. This is the ninja laser maze, and these kids will help you go through.
Let's do it.
Jeremiah, we're going to check out Forces at Play. This is a really awesome exhibit that features opportunities to play with air in addition to opportunities to play with water.
Air dry. See? What are we thinking, guys? What are we making over there? Oh.
Somebody want to help? Help tear some tape? Okay. So, Jeremiah, how did yours turn out? All right.
It's not the prettiest thing in the world, but it gets the job done.
All right. Nice and awesome, man.
Thank you so much. That was a blast. Yeah.
I hope you enjoyed your time here.
I did. This place is absolutely awesome. If I was a kid, I'd be here every day.
Awesome. Thanks.
Thank you so much.
Now it's time to catch up with our junior reporter, who sat down with one of our favorite Vikings for an exclusive interview.
Who's the funniest player on the team?
Who's funny? Adam. Adam has a lot of dry sarcasm, so I guess I gotta give it to Adam. You know Adam?
Yeah.
He's not that funny, though. We just laugh at him.
Yeah. Which team do you love to beat the most?
Gotta say the Packers, of course. Everybody like beating the Packers.
Yeah. What's your favorite ice cream flavor?
I'm a vanilla guy. I'm not a big chocolate fan. What you like?
Chocolate.
All right, then. That's one thing we don't agree on. Yeah. But we got the Packers together, so.
Yeah. What is your favorite movie?
It's a movie called Love Jones. It's like a love story. It's a pretty good movie. It's old, too. I like old stuff.
How much do you eat for a meal?
I actually eat probably like 5 meals a day, but I eat like smaller portions rather than 3 meals and eating bigger portions.
So yeah.
Try to split it up a little bit. Mm-hmm. Gotta watch this figure of mine.
Yeah.
Thanks, big guy. Appreciate it.
Excellent job. Now, let's review what we learned this week on Vikings Huddle. We saw Everson Griffin take on a young fan in trivia. We learned another great lesson from Stefan Diggs at the Science Museum. And we played Grab the Bacon with students at Northport Elementary. Don't forget to join us next week on Vikings Huddle as we play Freeze Tag in our Play 60 feature. And catch up with Vikings running back Jerick McKinnon for a one-on-one interview. See you next week on Vikings Huddle.